This is Kate Moorhead Carroll in the podcast Find It. Today I want to explore with you about our inner nature. In her novel entitled The Four Winds, Kirsten Hanna writes about Elsa Wolcott, who turns 25 years old in 1921 in Dalhart, Texas, in the Panhandle. Elsa, at 25, back then would be considered an old maid already, a spinster, relegated to life with her parents as a nursemaid as they aged. At age 14, Elsa had had a very high fever, and the doctors told her parents her heart had been weakened. Their response was to shut her up in her bedroom, pulling her out of school and all kinds of social interactions, relegating her to her books. Elsa had spent years in that bedroom reading widely. She wondered if her parents' decision to shut her in her room had more to do with her physical appearance than her physical health. She stood at 6 feet tall, and in 1921 that meant she was taller than most men. Her younger sisters had already married, and she wasn't even invited to be a bridesmaid or stand up at their wedding, since she would have dwarfed many of the men. But when you shut a person up in their room and give them lots of books to read, although her outer self was this gangly, strange, and shy 25-year-old, Elsa grew an inner life that was rich, diverse, and courageous. As she read and learned and grew, she began to realize that there was more to life than her small four walls. She began to search for meaning and purpose. And she began to believe that there was more to her own life than her parents could offer her, that somehow she must break free of their confinement. In the Gospel of Mark, there is this strange story about Jesus' mother and brothers and sisters. They come to try to bring him home. He has set off on his ministry, but his family doesn't want it. They want to bring him back. They want to shut him up in his bedroom. They want to confine him to the life they thought he should have led, the carpenter's son in the village of Nazareth. What was all this preaching and healing anyway? It wasn't the person they thought he should be. They wanted to contain him. Jesus says that those who blaspheme the Holy Spirit commit a great sin. Jesus' parents, alongside the scribes and Pharisees, accused him of having a demon. And this was not a good idea. I've always wondered, why is that such a serious sin? Why does God care what we say about the Holy Spirit? But I don't think it's that God is at all worried about the divine reputation. I think that what Jesus was saying is when we hurt the spiritual life of another person, when we diminish God in their eyes, we hurt our own souls. For it is not our place to confine, reduce, shame, or hurt anyone's interior life. Jesus knew who he was, and when his family tried to bring him home, he said, "Who is my family? Anyone who does the will of God is my mother and brother and sister." It's strange how sometimes we hurt the people we love more than we hurt anyone else, because we think we know them. We think we know the box in which they should be dwelling. We think that we know the behaviors that they will follow. We think we know who they are. And then we create these expectations, these categories we determine who they are and we shut down the possibility of their growth. There is such a big difference between love and attachment. How much we can harm each other if we don't allow for a huge interior life in the other, a life that will be always mysterious to us, a life that we can never fathom nor comprehend. We will hurt one another until we can understand that we would never, ever be able to fully comprehend each other, but more stand in awe and behold each other as children of God. St. Paul says that as our outer nature is fading away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. That as we age and learn that we can't do all the things we used to do physically, our inner nature is growing stronger. In fact, the spiritual life is really the inverse of the physical life. In the physical life, we peak around 25, maybe 35. In the spiritual life, that's when we're just beginning. And as we age and weaken physically, our inner life is strengthened more and more. And the more we learn to rely on God, the more our interior strength grows. We become fathomless prayer warriors, people who can help others, whose wisdom is deep and rich. And though our society may not value elders, the church understood that as a person ages, they have the possibility and the potential of growing much closer to God. So no matter how old you are, remember that your spiritual life is precious to God, and so is the spiritual development of others. So edify them. Listen to the ones you love and to the ones you encounter on the street. Build up and do not pull down. Release and do not confine. David Brooks, in his book, How to Know a Person, describes a scene in which his wife was cooking in the kitchen on a normal day, and David had a moment of clarity. For this brief moment, he didn't just look at his wife. He was able to behold her. He looked upon her and saw this fathomless soul, this divine being, whose body may be temporal, but whose spirit was eternal. This person who he would never fully understand, whose gifts were immense and beautiful and mysterious. In that moment, David realized that he could love his wife, but he could never fully know her. And with that realization, his love deepened. Though your outer nature is wasting away, St. Paul says, your inner nature is being renewed day by day. Look to see that spiritual life within each other and cherish it within yourself. It is the greatest gift that we are given. And it lives on as we age, growing stronger and stronger until the time when we are freed. And this momentary affliction, as St. Paul calls it, will end. And we will encounter what St. Paul calls the eternal weight of glory. I thank God that Jesus' parents couldn't confine him. Imagine how the world would have changed if they had succeeded. And Elsa, she did break away from her parents and would lead an extraordinary life as a powerful woman, surviving with gifted children in the midst of the Dust Bowl, striking for workers' rights in California, becoming braver than she ever could have imagined. You have infinite possibilities. You have a spiritual life whose potential is beyond all knowing.
Thank you for joining me in the podcast, Find It. Remember that if you keep searching for the divine presence, you will find it. I want to invite you, if you're interested in hearing more of these podcasts, to subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button and you will be informed of new episodes. And before we part ways, I pray that God will bless you.